Welcome to the Advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on Warehouse Jungle Chop, Offset and Arrange. Today we're making that dark, pressure-heavy drum and bass feel, the kind of tune that sounds like it belongs in a concrete room with no daylight, just subs, reverb tails, and a crowd locked into the swing. We're not just looping a break here, we're treating it like a performance, slicing it, shifting it, and arranging it so the energy actually evolves. The big idea is simple. Start with a strong breakbeat, slice it into pieces, offset those pieces with intention, and then build a proper arrangement around it. Intro, tension, drop, variation, breakdown. That's the shape we want. And because this is an advanced workflow, we're going to focus on decisions that create groove, movement, and contrast fast. First, choose your break. You want something with strong transient detail, something that already has character. Immense style breaks are a classic choice, but think breaks, dusty funk breaks, or any live drum recording with clear snare and hat-to-tail can work really well. Drag the break into an audio track in Ableton Live 12, turn warp on, and use beats mode for this kind of material. Keep the transient handling tight, but don't overdo it. If you smear the natural punch too much, the whole jungle feel gets flat. The break should stay lively and reactive. At this stage, the most important thing is to preserve the attitude of the source. You want the break to feel energetic and human, not like it got turned into paste by heavy warping. So if you need to tighten it, do it carefully. Use a preserve setting that matches the density of the transients, and keep the transient envelope under control. The goal is clarity, not overcorrection. Now we get into the real chop. Right-click the break and slice it to a new MIDI track. You can slice by transient if you want the break's natural hits to guide the edits, or by 1/16 if you want a more gridlocked, remix-friendly setup. Ableton will build you a drum rack or simpler bass instrument. And that's perfect, because now you're no longer tied to the original loop. You can treat every hit like a separate choice. This is where the offset magic happens. A lot of producers make the mistake of placing every chop dead on the grid. That can work for some styles, but jungle thrives on controlled instability. The groove comes from the relationship between the hits, not just the hits themselves. So keep your main snare anchored, then start moving the smaller details around it. Try shifting some ghost notes and hats slightly late, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds behind the beat. Push a kick fragment a hair early if you want a little extra forward motion. Offset a fill hit so it leans into the next phrase. The point is not random timing drift. The point is musical tension. Think of the snare as your spine. That's the anchor. Everything else can bend around it. If you want more control over the movement, use Ableton's groove tools carefully. You can pull swing from the original break or use a subtle swing setting from the groove pool. Just don't stack too many timing systems on top of each other. That's one of the easiest ways to overcook the feel. Either let the groove pool do most of the movement, or use manual offsets as your main source of push and pull. Pick a hierarchy and stick to it. Once the chop pattern is playing, open the slices in Simpler and shape them with intention. Depending on the hit, you might want classic mode or one-shot mode. If the break is too sharp, roll off some top end with a filter. If you want weight, you can transpose selected hits down slightly. Keep the amp envelope tight, with fast attack and short decay for a precise, aggressive feel. In Warehouse Jungle, the chop should feel focused and punchy, not washed out and loose. Now let's make the drums hit like a record, not just like edited samples. Route the break or drum rack through a proper processing chain. A strong stock chain could be drum bus, saturator, EQ8, and glue compressor, with roar or pedal if you want extra character. You're not trying to destroy the break, you're trying to glue it, thicken it, and make it feel like one force. With drum bus, use drive carefully. A little goes a long way. Add just enough crunch and transient shaping to give the break some muscle. Saturator can help with density and edge, especially if you keep soft clip on. EQ8 is where you make room, especially in the low mids. If the break feels boxy, cut some area around 200 to 400 Hz. If the hats need more air, a gentle top shelf can help. Then use glue compressor for cohesion. You're usually only looking for a couple dB of gain reduction, just enough to make the break feel locked together without flattening it. Here's an important advanced note. Keep checking the break at full track volume. A chop pattern that feels exciting quietly can turn into clutter once the bass and master chain are hitting harder. The arrangement has to survive in context, not just in solo. And that leads us straight into the bass relationship. Don't leave bass until the end. Jungle lives or dies by how the drums and low end interact. Build a simple foundation early. A sub on one channel, a mid-bass on another. Keep the sub mono with utility and high-pass the mid-bass so it stays out of the way of the bottom end. Operator, wave-eatable, drift, or any clean sine-based patch can work for the sub. For the mid-bass, you can go more characterful and textured. The important thing is that the bass answers the break. Let the drums speak, then let the bass respond. That call and response feeling is classic jungle energy. For the intro, tease the bass in filtered form. On the main entry, bring it in with restraint. On the drop, let it lock with the drums, but don't make it busy for the sake of it. Leave breathing room so the groove can breathe. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where a lot of good loops become actual tracks. A warehouse-style intro should feel like a system warming up. It should build pressure, not dump everything at once. Use 8 or 16 bars to establish atmosphere. Bring in filtered break fragments, distant sub-pulses, metallic one-shots, vinyl-style noise, and reverb tails. Use automation to shape the space. Auto-filter cutoff, reverb dry/wet, delay feedback, and even utility gain can all help build that sense of anticipation. A great move here is a high-pass sweep on the break before the drop. Keep it subtle and dark. Then when the full bandwidth returns, the drop feels bigger because the listener has been deprived of the full range. Once the drop lands, don't just repeat the same 4-bar loop forever. That's where the track starts sounding like a loop instead of a composition. Build a 4-bar foundation, then vary it every 4 or 8 bars. Remove a kick fragment before a snare. Add a reverse chop. Drop the hats for half a bar. Insert a fill with snare doubles. These are small moves, but they keep the phrase alive. Use Ableton's arrangement tools to move quickly. Duplicate time selections. Capture MIDI if you're improvising ideas, and use MIDI transform tools to generate rhythmic variation. If you're testing ideas in session view first, launch quantization can help you experiment before you commit to the arrangement view. But the key is to think in phrases, not loops. Every 8 bars should tell a slightly different story. Offsetting is one of your strongest tension tools, but it has to be controlled. A late ghost snare can feel laid back and menacing. An early open hat can create anticipation. A slightly early kick pickup can push the groove forward. A percussion hit that lands just behind the beat can make the next snare feel heavier. But keep your main anchor stable. If everything is offset, the groove loses its spine and the whole thing gets slippery in a bad way. For transitions, think functional, not flashy. Warehouse Jungle doesn't need too much decoration. A snare throw with reverb, a short delay echo, an auto-filter sweep, a metallic corpus resonance, or a quick vinyl distortion grit hit can be enough. Automates and amounts instead of drowning the whole track in wet effects. That keeps the rhythm readable while still giving you drama at the phrase ends. A really strong advanced move is to use silence as a transition tool. Instead of adding more and more fills, remove something for half a bar. Pull out a supporting chop. Mute a hat, or strip the drums down right before the drop. Negative space makes the return hit harder. In jungle, sometimes the smartest fill is the one you don't play. You also want contrast and density across the arrangement. Think in layers. Maybe the first section is break and atmosphere, then break and sub, then break, bass and percussion, then the full drop, then a stripped back return or a halftime breakdown. If every section is equally busy, nothing stands out. So every 4 or 8 bars, ask yourself what you can remove, delay, or accent. That's how you shape energy. A few final mix focus checks will save you a lot of headaches. Make sure the break isn't overpowering the sub. Make sure the ghost notes are audible, but not distracting. Check whether the first drop section is too crowded. Watch the low mids with Spectrum or EQ8, and use utility to keep the sub mono. Limiters should be a safety net. Not a crutch. If the break is too sharp, tame it with a bit of saturation, dynamic control, or a gentle high shelf roll off. A couple of common mistakes to avoid here. Don't over offset everything. Don't warp the life out of the break. Don't repeat one chop pattern for the entire track. And don't let the bass fight the drums. Also, don't drown the whole thing in reverb and delay. The atmosphere should support the groove, not blur it. If you want to push this even further, try treating the break like a live drummer. Listen for where the phrase naturally leans and where it feels stiff. Use mute decisions as arrangement tools. Resample your drum bus so you can compare a clean version, a saturated version, and an effects version. You can also render the bass to audio and blend a processed layer underneath the clean one for extra warehouse weight. Here's a good practice challenge. Build an 8-bar jungle chop using one break source and one sub patch. Program a tight 2-bar rhythm with kick fragments, strong snares, and ghost hats. Offset a few notes on purpose. Duplicate it out to 8 bars and change something every 2 bars. Add a reverse chop. Strip the drums for half a bar, automate a filter sweep, and let the section breathe. Then bounce it and listen on both headphones and speakers. Ask yourself whether the groove pulls forward and whether the offsets feel intentional. The big takeaway is this: Jungle Chop arranging is about controlled instability. The groove should feel like it's on the edge, but still locked in. That balance is the warehouse magic. Start with a strong break, slice it into playable pieces, offset the details with purpose, process the drums with restraint and character, and arrange the tune so it evolves with tension and release. That's how you turn a break into a record.